USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Chris Rock takes the stage in Boston. That from Variety in his first stand-up show since Sunday's slap at the Oscars by Will Smith. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that Will Smith was asked to leave Sunday's Oscar ceremony after he slapped comedian Chris Rock, but the actor refused to do so. He slapped him because Rock insulted his wife, who is suffering from a disease. The Academy said they recognized they could have handled the situation differently. Forecasters say bad weather is hitting the south around the Gulf area. Tornadoes were reported in parts of Arkansas. A tornado in Mississippi caused some damage and power outages. Forecasters say there's more bad weather ahead for the Gulf area. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A new poll shows Americans favor President Biden's nomination to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Two-thirds of Americans said if they were senators, they would vote to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, according to a new Marquette Law School poll published on Wednesday. 1,000 people were polled between March 14th through the 24th. It should be noted 837 of the interviews were conducted before Jackson's confirmation hearings began.
The Biden administration declassified an intelligence assessment, finding Vladimir Putin had been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine and the severe consequences of sanctions. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield says the decision to declassify the intelligence is part of an effort to make clear the Russian invasion of Ukraine was a strategic blunder.
They are now publicly trying to redefine the goals of their invasion to be different than they were at the outset.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Monday night on America's Voice TV, John Solomon and Amanda Head interviewed former President Trump. They asked him about the crisis on the border.
We never had a border so secure. Our drug numbers were way down. Now they're up 10 times. Our drug numbers were way, way down because it was so hard to get in. And we were only getting better. And the wall was very close. And other than the 2.5 years I had to wait to win lawsuits, the wall was getting absolutely, it was really in a great position. We were going to have it finished in 3 weeks. And it really helped us anyway, because we built, hundreds of miles of wall, exactly the wall the Border Patrol wanted. So when I watch to see what's happening, it's very, very sad.
During a White House live stream, President Biden said that America is in a new moment in the pandemic. Soon after, he got his second COVID-19 booster. Biden said his administration focused anti-COVID-19 efforts. On Tuesday, the FDA approved a second booster shot of either the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine or one offered by Moderna for those 50 and older and those with compromised immune systems. Sad news for actor Bruce Willis. His family says he is going to step away from acting after being diagnosed with aphasia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.